From North State Public Radio, I'm Claudia Brancart with your headlines for Wednesday, October 8th. COVID-19 cases are on the rise in Tehama County, and cases of other infections like influenza are also expected to increase this fall and winter. Public health officials are urging residents to get vaccinated sooner rather than later. Tim Peters is the public health officer for Tehama County.
The key thing with both COVID-19 and flu is you want to start those antiviral treatments as soon as you possibly can to avail benefit from those treatments.
He says everyone is recommended to get a flu shot, and he advises people over 65 or with health conditions to also get a COVID shot. So should anyone who plans on becoming pregnant. Peters says the surge in COVID cases has been seen across the state since August. He noted that the county saw a reduction in the number of reported cases at the end of last week, but he expects that number to rise again in the coming months. In other news, Pacific Gas and Electric has now put over 1,000 miles of cable underground in an effort to decrease the risk of wildfire. PG&E says its undergrounding project is the largest wildfire mitigation project done by a utility. Poorly maintained power lines and faulty equipment owned by PG&E have been responsible for some of the largest and deadliest fires in California history, including the Dixie and Camp fires. Nearly half of the cables placed underground are in Butte and Shasta counties. Also, college students can now file their FAFSA applications for next year. But most of the federal government is shut down and government offices are closed. Even so, NSPR's Ken Duvall says applicants can still get help if they need it.
That's because federal student aid workers are classified as essential employees by the Department of Education. They can provide direct assistance by phone, and most online services are still available. Application processors are also functioning, so there shouldn't be any significant disruptions in services.
California Student Aid Commission officials say applying for federal assistance also enables students to access other resources, including state aid, grants, scholarships, and loans. In other news, Governor Gavin Newsom has signed off on a new law that could help protect Social Security recipients from getting evicted if they can't pay for rent because of disruptions in their benefits. The protections come at a time when the Social Security Administration has already been hobbled by staff cuts and could be facing even more. The new law requires courts to pause a pending eviction for up to 6 months if a renter can prove that they both use their benefits to pay rent and that their benefits have been disrupted through no fault of their own. The law is in effect until January 20th, 2029. Additionally, yesterday marked 2 years since Hamas attacked Israel and the start of Israel's ongoing war in Gaza. As the California Report's Mari Bolaños explains, state lawmakers in California are joining calls for peace.
State Senator Aisha Wahab authored Senate Resolution 105, one of the few passed at the state level across the country, urging a ceasefire and humanitarian aid for the region.
Everyone wants an end to this war. Everyone wants an end to this bloodshed. To be completely frank with you, the lives lost is absolutely tragic and avoidable.
More than 67,000 people in Gaza have died since the start of the Israel-Hamas war in October 2023, according to the Gaza Ministry of Health. Wahab says the measure reflects California's moral leadership and diversity.
All the states in the nation, California led first to prioritize humanity on both sides and making sure that we work towards a ceasefire and a lasting peace, not a temporary pause.
The move comes as Congress continues to debate military funding for Israel and whether to place conditions on U.S. aid.
That was the California Report's Mari Bolaños. And Governor Gavin Newsom signed a controversial bill yesterday aiming to crack down on antisemitism in California classrooms. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports.
The Legislative Jewish Caucus brought the bill forward this year, saying it's needed to combat anti-Semitism in schools that's become more prevalent since the start of the war between Israel and Hamas. The new law creates an anti-Semitism prevention coordinator under the state's Office of Civil Rights, and also takes steps to prevent discrimination more broadly. It applies to K-12 schools. Democratic Assemblymember Dawn Addis was one of the bill's authors.
The prevention and education in this bill are vital because Jewish people make up only 2-3% of the population, but discrimination and violence against Jewish people is in the double digits. And many do not know how to recognize anti-Semitism when it occurs.
A number of teaching and faculty associations opposed the bill, arguing it would censor classroom discussions about the war in Gaza.
Gavin Newsom, what do you say?
Gavin Newsom, what do you say?
How many folks will be censored away?
How many folks will be censored away? Hey, hey.
Opponents protested the bill on the UC Berkeley campus last week, where Newsom was holding a separate bill signing ceremony. In a statement, Newsom said, quote, "Our schools must be places of learning, not hate." Laura Fitzgerald, Cap Radio News.
And Tehama County Sheriff's deputies have arrested a county employee for sexual activity with an inmate. Investigators last month became aware of the incident involving contracted employee Charlotte Peary, who works in the youth rehabilitation program at the detention facility. After investigating, Peary was arrested and booked into the Tehama County Jail. The probation department says it screens all entrants for criminal history. This event prompted a review of tighter security protocols for facility access. And finally, federal health officials are warning people not to eat certain HelloFresh meals. Some contain spinach that may be contaminated with listeria. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has issued an alert for the meals, which were produced by the San Clemente-based company Fresh Realm. The products include HelloFresh ready-made meals cheesy pulled pork pepper pasta and HelloFresh ready-made meals unstuffed peppers with ground turkey. Both were shipped directly to consumers. Fresh Realm says quick frozen spinach in the meals tested positive for listeria, but no illnesses have been reported. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, October 8th. Our theme song is Burrow, in courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Claudia Brancart.